Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
This is your boy, Teddy Love, coming live out of the hotel room in some city in America. How is everyone doing? I see that the most asked question is, where the heck have we been? I'm going to let Star answer.
I don't know where we've been. Life.
Yeah, I believe it. That's why I didn't answer. Well, let's go. We're back now, so we'll see you today and tomorrow. And tomorrow's a big day for us. It's our third anniversary, our 4 years from the first time we met date, and we are going to share with you guys. Well, the first question for this show is, if you're on a date and cooking it together, what would your ideal meal be? Now, mind you, we love food.
That is more true than we should admit. Chicken parmesan and garlic bread.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. I would probably go with some kind of scampi-ish pasta dish. Not overly heavy sauce, like some butter sauce or some oil. And cheesecake. I think cheesecake is a good... Well, not to make. Don't make cheesecake. Cheesecake's tough to make. But to buy one of those store ones and have it. Or some Cheesecake Factory cheesecake bought. That would be lovely. I think that would be pretty good meal-wise. What do you guys say is a good meal? Steak and lobster.
Oh, yeah? Do you have me on speakerphone?
I do, apparently. That's a full trip.
Yeah.
I'll turn it on.
Steak and lobster sounds good. I've never actually cooked lobster.
I have a lot of people saying making sushi rolls is really good. And
it seems like a lot of work.
Cool. Tulips took a class as a team builder.
Mm-hmm.
A sushi building class, and she said it was really easy and fun.
Oh, okay.
Once you have the little sushi roll thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I could get how it could be like a neat thing. We actually were going to take a cooking class together, but that never came to fruition. Yeah.
Okay.
This next question is going to be an interesting one. If all sex is wanted, how should they go about getting that?
Give me
every time.
Other than just asking it?
Yes. They don't want to seem selfish asking all the time. And this is a female asking the question.
Well, maybe you give it and then hope it gets reciprocated?
I think if you give it, you don't hope. At that point, you say, well, my turn. And I don't think that that's weird if you do it that way. If you just give it freely and then you say, my turn, it's your turn. That is what fair answer can anyone give back to that statement. And other than that, I think asking makes sense, but I don't know a good way to ask at the same time. Actually, if you ask it real dirty, and maybe eat some Taco Bell right beforehand. Throw some lettuce. I mean, can we eat this lettuce out of my hoo-ha here? That may be what I, not that we've experienced that, but I'm just saying that. Sounds like something that we could do. Or Reese's whipped cream. That stuff is good. It's delicious, and if you try that,
it is delicious.
People are asking if it's delicious on mac and cheese. I didn't really get a full taste of it with mac and cheese. Somebody was a little too shy to have it done to them as a thing. So I tasted it, but not with the mac and cheese properly. I would have loved to have my face all up in some mac and cheese and whipped cream in there too, but we'll try it again soon. Maybe tomorrow for our anniversary, who knows? We have a caller that, I mean, a listener that says, yes, tomorrow would be great.
I'm sure.
Yeah. He says writing about Reese's whipped cream and mac and cheese would blow the dome.
He already won. He doesn't need any more help.
Well, you trying to motivate me may motivate us. Who knows? And she doesn't know what I have up my sleeve for tomorrow. So there may be anything involved. Monkeys, chickens, who knows?
Oh, jeez.
What is the ideal anniversary day for Teddy Love and Star? Go ahead, babe.
Relaxing. We're going to spend the day hanging out, just us.
And for me, this is actually a me thing and not her. I wouldn't mind laying here butt naked most of the day. I hugging and snuggling and touching. I know I'm a guy, and that sounds weird, but it is who I am. So a lot of that would be nice for me. We have a new show on Netflix that we may watch some of. No, we will watch some of. Eating good food is good for us, too. So hopefully the delivery guy doesn't see any of our flab anywhere and stuff. Like, we may try to put on some clothes for that in that instance. But it's always tough when you're butt naked day and order food. Plus, you never know when a finger may end up in some area and a party breaks out, a full-on party. I don't know if you guys have been at the point where you're like, whoa, what is happening? But that is what happens with us at times. So I'm sure we'll figure that part out, too. They want to know where we are. Go ahead, you can tell.
Columbia.
South Carolina? No, we are not in South Carolina. Not that we wouldn't be, but
we were invited to South Carolina. We were invited a bunch of places for this trip and opted to stay a little closer to home.
We wanted to see our friend. I mean, like, help our friend, too. So that was a big thing.
Yeah.
Stay closer to home. But we're excited about tonight's game. Go Chiefs, Pat Mahomes, all that sort of stuff. You guys know we're Kansas City, and so that's going to be kind of a big deal for me. They haven't looked too great lately either, so we kind of need this one as a whole.
I don't know if you're listening, but congrats to our friends who made the Team USA in softball. There are a few of you out there who we know listen, so we appreciate you, and we're excited for you, and congratulations.
Where is the wildest place you'd have sex with Teddy? So that's definitely a you question. It would be easier to ask me where I wouldn't have sex with Star. So that is
the wildest place. I think that's a really odd question because I think everybody's definition of wild is different.
How about you just give us some answers and we'll determine the wildest of it?
Like a major sporting event?
They want to know if that means in the stands or what.
You never know.
No, not in the stands. as I've explained here on the show before, me and her sex is, well,
yeah.
Especially right now where it's been, it's not something people want to be around if they're not there sexually. I could see someone's life leaving unhappy after seeing what's happening. Or the husband the same. Star be getting it. She knows what she's doing. But yeah, I wouldn't like to share what we're doing either with other
people.
Yeah,
I was really kidding. You guys have, we've talked about this enough that I'm like super shy about stuff. So that's not something I'm doing out in public.
Where is your favorite spot for Teddy to put the tip of his toe? And they asked the question back to me, too, so I will answer this one. I'll give you time to think about it. I'll go first.
Good idea.
And my answer is going to be girly, so everyone write this down already. But really, in my mouth is the answer. I know everyone wrote Slinky for me, but I don't actually ask Star to suck my Slinky as much. She does willingly, but I don't, like, it's not a big go-to thing for us. I am more so into pleasuring her way more than that. So I would use the mouth for certain as the way. Her kisses are super amazing. And all the things that you guys write about her on the message board are true and mine. So I'll tell you about them because you'll never get any of them. So now your turn.
That was really sweet. I was thinking all kinds of perverse things.
Yeah, let me ask them. I want to hear.
He does this thing with my nipples that is probably the thing that I like the best.
Well, tell them about the thing. Everyone's like, well, what thing?
You tell them about the thing.
I don't
you
know
do
which
it.
One you love so much. Tell me.
Yes, you do know.
Explain it, Dave.
Nope.
Well, we kind of play this little game where as she's riding me, I lick her nipples each time she comes up and sometimes down too. And I think that's what she's talking about. I try to give her not too much and not too little each lick. And it usually does us pretty well. Gets us where we're going.
Yep.
Do we think a person that cheats once can stop? I think it's a why they cheated.
Yeah. I think it's a...
And mind you, Star doesn't have anything to mend, so the funny thing of this question, Dave, is the guy's asking. So
well, here's the thing. If you are the cheater and you are in your spirit remorseful and want to change, then that's on you. If you are the one who got cheated on and you're trying to convince someone to change, then that's a losing fight.
And here's my point. I guarantee if any of the three of us cheated, we would be so hurt, the person who did the cheating, that we'd have to come back and tell. And so if you're not that remorseful, if it's like somebody had to bust you or it came out secretly somehow and wasn't like a told thing, Tulips would definitely show up and say, hey, this happened. I would definitely say, hey, this happened, and Star the same way. So I feel like if they're not that remorseful, then it's not going to change, really. It's more of a you got caught than it is you're actually sorry for what happened there. And with a woman cheating, I think it's you have to definitely get down to the reason of it. Like, for example, people on the show ask Star all the time to do all kind of foul things, and she wouldn't even consider it. But why would she not consider it is what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. I mean, for Star or Tube, they're going to say to you, why would I take a different thing when they love the person that comes with the thing they get now? So if they did take a different thing, there would be a reason that we really need to talk about that other than just the fact that they took a different slinky, like why they were doing that as a whole. And the same with me and vagina. If I took a different vagina, there would need to be a talk on why I felt the need to take a different vagina. And vaginas get offered all the time. There was one that dumped me today. And, like, wouldn't allow me anymore. She's taken now, so. And maybe she'd listen. Hey, good shout out to you. But, yeah, she dealt me and can't.
Now let's preface. They weren't actually talking or together or any of those things. It was like two messages, and then she dumped him.
It was like five.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me.
Five whole ones, yeah. And then she found love, which I'm all for, actually. If she found love, I wasn't going to help her find it anyway, really. So her finding it is wonderful as a whole. And I also, if the Sporting KC lady is listening, I would like to say hi to her.
She is.
That is wonderful. I spoke to you on the phone yesterday about my season tickets, and the fact that you knew who I was made me super happy. And like, me and Star had something to talk about the rest of the trip that we were on. That was pretty amazing. What would be the most hurt if Teddy cheated? Well, which part would hurt the most? Yeah, they asked me the same. And I would say about the same. It'd be the cheating for me in general is cheating me out of something and the trust part of it. If Star came to me and said, listen, Teddy, I need a different slinky, I would ask why and, like, what I could do better or whatever the case is and stuff. But we would figure that out from there. Now, she just was like, well, I was in Houston one time, and this bald guy, like, got on me, tapped this grass. Then I definitely would be like, well, what the hell? Like, how'd you get to Houston? Well, you know, all these sort of things. And so I would definitely say the trust of that part of it would be the main thing. What do you do if your wife gets too fat? Help her lose weight.
I mean, is she saying she's too fat?
I think he's saying it.
Well, that's what I was getting at. It's like, too fat for what? Like, have you gained weight? I mean, don't he who throws...
He says that he's in the best shape of his life, and she's turned into a lard grass.
Wow. Well, I don't know what she's doing in her life to we don't know if she just had a baby or if she's going through a specific time in her life that women have. You don't know. So what I'm saying is, if you really want her to change, then maybe you should find out the root of what caused the change in her to get to the big she is. You love her for who she is, not necessarily her.
Hopefully.
Body. So.
And to me, I feel like marriage means that I am going to love you when you grow old, that, like, all these different things. We're all going to go through that stuff. There may be one day you wake up and you're in a wheelchair. And you want her to be like, well, he's in a wheelchair, so I'm out of here. And so all those, like, shallow-esque type things don't change who she is as a person. And if you married her for a different reason than who she is as a person, then that was your mistake to begin with. So I would say the size. The real teddy answer would be the size makes the vagina better. So, you know, you got to get in there while she does have some size on her. You need to appreciate the large grass at this point. I wouldn't call her that. That's one of the main things I would go with is fixing your lingo about your wife. If I used those words with Star, she would not appreciate it.
No.
And so, I mean, to even be able to think of your wife that way is kind of disgusting in my mind. It makes me say gross. So, and I'm not trying to judge you at the same time. I'm just saying that Star has had days where she feels really big. And for me, Star got me with more than any of her physical appearance stuff. She has me, she feeds my brain and stuff, so it's not like we, whatever happens to her, if she poops on herself, I'll be there cleaning it up. That's who and what we are, so I wouldn't want it any other way. That question makes me feel weird, so I'll just go to the next question. This is another cheating question. She wants to know, at what point do we think that if he has another girl, she should just leave it alone? She has never worked before. He makes all the money. And she's not really cheated of anything, even though she knows he's with another girl. That falls for you.
I know, and I was processing. So I've been you in a former life, and I did just let it go.
She's actually saying what you probably thought too, Chin. Well, he comes home every night.
Yep. And, I was taken care of, and I knew that I wasn't going to be by myself, and blah, 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 blah. So I justified it in a lot of ways. So it's really hard to tell you whatever. I think it has to be on, like, your own-ness. Like, how do you feel about it? Like, do you feel like you're being cheated out of a relationship with
she
your
said
husband?
No, she genuinely doesn't care.
Then you probably genuinely don't care. So.
Or just talk about it and be, like, upfront and, like, don't make him think he's really getting away off sneaky and stuff. Just
talk about it and make your relationship,
like,
quote unquote, open or whatever you want
to
do.
Invite
her
over to the house, like those sort of things. So you can be a semi part of it. Not, you don't have to automatically be involved in it, but I don't think you should sit back and act like you don't know and what's happening. The way you wrote it made me feel sad for you, actually. I know that some people will be like, well, hey, that's you guys, but it's not us at all. I'm with Star right now on the road, and Tulips knows and is on the road herself doing her own thing. And it's not like we are sneaking off to the somewhere and doing something sneaky or...
She's on the road for work.
Yeah.
Not, like, out with another person and doing her own thing. Sorry.
Right.
You said that, and I wanted to clarify.
Which I've said on the show before, if that's what she needs to do, be out with another person. That's what she'd be doing, but she's not choosing to do that. So, but she's on the road with work. And so I if you just go say to him, hey, I know you have this, and I'm not trying to ruin that. I'm just saying that it needs to be acknowledged and, like, upfront and stuff. So just go from there, because you don't really care is what you're saying. Now,
yeah.
If you're hurt, actually, and you do care, you need to say that, too. You need to be as honest with others as you can yourself.
Yeah. And you probably need to figure out within yourself how you really feel about it.
On anniversary day, how much sex is Star and Teddy having? Now, mind you, before Star answers here, our sex is an hour at least every single time we do it, so we won't say an answer that's probably as much as you guys, but it's going to be more length probably than most of you guys.
I mean, thus far this trip we're on number 4, 5 fish, so
We'll get it in. Like, we don't really pre-plan. Say, well, we're about to do it 6 times. Like, that's not
no.
Who we are. No. And she doesn't know, but I may wake up at 2 a.m. and be like, "Hey, little vagina would be nice." But,
hey, thought it was 5 a.m. It's 2. Just kidding.
Yeah, my freaky does not discriminate on time. It'll like go at any time. So we'll be all right in that department. Are there any special sexual things that we do on anniversary? I actually think those things are weird. And for people that listen for Miss Divine, say butt sex or sexual. I mean special and. It's okay.
Okay.
And so, if we saved butt sex for that special time, that would be really odd to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a little strange to be like, it's your birthday, you get my anal.
Now, at the same time, you get her butthole tomorrow. But
it's not like just tomorrow. Because it's that or whatever.
Right.
So.
So, yeah, don't do that. And I think that we're actually going to get kicked off.
We may not.
I am not talking bad about Blog Talk at all. But we're in negotiations with Blog Talk, so they won't let me have a long show at this moment. No, we are going to get kicked off.
Okay, so just know that we love you guys, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
There you go.
All right, bye-bye.
They sent me a message in the middle of the show. Yeah. on my phone.